Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's Carlos Santana bringing this back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you. You can read, you can listen, you can watch to your little heart's content there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Most things are there. You can do all of that in anywhere from 5 seconds to 6 minutes. And most of it's in 3 minutes or less. So check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Dr. Robert McTeer. Bob McTeer is our guest, folks. He's the former president of the Dallas Fed, former member of the Federal Open Market Committee, currently a distinguished fellow with the National Center for Policy Analysis, ncpa.org. Bob, thanks again for hanging out with us. Thanks for the great explanation of what of the Fed's current monetary policy in the last segment. I thought it was interesting that you made a couple of points in a row there in one sentence in the previous segment. You said you thought that the monetary policy of the Fed is buoying the stock market, but it should be affecting the entire economy. But we're seeing that consumers aren't spending money, companies aren't buying capital investments, the economy is just rocking along, basically languishing at about 2%. Typically, what drives stock prices, in the way it ought to be, is earnings. So if you have an economy that's not driving earnings, but the stock market is at a record level, Bob, that doesn't sound like a healthy scenario to me.
Yeah, that's right. I didn't mean to imply that the Fed was the only factor behind the stock market success.
Earnings, no, but you did. What you said was accurate.
Yeah. Another point I need to make, though, is that a lot of U.S. corporations get their earnings abroad.
Right, 60%
many of them. The U.S. economy is hurting them. But it's partially offset by stronger economies elsewhere.
Well, but Bob, the global economy is not doing all that great either.
No, but until recently, a lot of the earnings were coming from abroad. The global economy is slowing down.
Right.
Brazil, China, so forth.
Right. Well, the thing that I'm concerned about, Bob, and the reason I bring this up, and I've been harping on this now for at least three years. And I'm not going to quit harping on it because I believe it's correct. And that is that what the Fed is doing is disproportionately pumping up the equity class assets, and it is not helping Main Street where small business is. But when they take the punch bowl away, and I said Miller said that, but it was William McQuiston Martin, I think you corrected me in the 50s, who said the Fed gives, you know, has this party, which is what they're doing right now with their QE, but at some point in time they've got to take the punch bowl away. That means they'll start taking money out of the system. When that does, Bob, the stock market will come down quicker than it went up. It will create a big problem in the economy, and small businesses who did not benefit from the run up will be hurt by the bad economy. That's why I'm concerned about what the Fed is doing right now.
Well, you might get a clue as to this afternoon when they make their announcement. I think it's almost certain they're not going to ease policy today, but their language in terms of whether they might be tapering down QE in the next few months will be what the markets are looking for.
Will they say that today, or will that have to come out in the beige book?
No, it won't be the beige book. It'll be what they say today in Bernanke's news conference, plus the minutes of the last FOMC meeting.
Right.
At the last time, one of the problems was that what Bernanke was saying after the FOMC meeting didn't sound exactly like what the minutes reflected of the meeting 3 weeks before.
Uh-huh.
That dissonance there sort of mixed messages has been weighing on the stock market ever since. They're looking for more clarity today, and I think if he gives them clarity, either way, it'll be better than this guessing game that's been going on.
But do you agree with me that we've got a situation where the investment industry is not the same. It's more than ever disconnected from the Main Street economy. That Wall Street and Main Street are less connected than they ever were right now.
I agree with you that they're not as connected as they used to be. I do not quite go as far as you do in saying Main Street has not been benefited, because the Fed's policy has kept the U.S. economy growing about 2% a year in real terms, which is inadequate. But look at what Europe's doing. They're shrinking. They're still shrinking. Our unemployment rate's 7.5. Theirs is over 12. So it has helped.
But the investor class is getting rich right now. Small business owners are not getting rich. Our profits are not going up and our small businesses are not excited about their situations right now. They're not hopeful about the future right now. They're very frightened about the future. But it's not like that on Wall Street. And when everything comes down, the investor class will get out, take their money, and go to the south of France. Small businesses planted in the ground on Main Street. They can't go anywhere.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of people in the investor class are doing well. A lot of them are losing a lot of money.
Yeah. Well, I don't want anybody to do badly. I'm not trying to create a... I'm not trying to create a conflict with any two groups. I just think that the stock market is no longer a leading indicator of the economy. It's now merely a leading indicator of itself, and I think the Fed has contributed to that change. When we come back, we're going to talk about whether Bernanke is going to stay as the Fed chairman with Bob McTeer. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.